What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Show now, he's at UTS at the road runners out of the American Conference. My man Austin Clunch, AC, the place to be. What's up, man? How you doing, brother?
My guy, what's up, brother? Everything's good out here. How you been?
Hey, I've been great, man. Enjoying a great summer, man. Happy to talk to you, man. Here in August, it's workouts wind down, man, for you. And now for me, it got started in a few more weeks. So, man, loving life, brother.
Yeah, it's awesome. Thanks for having me.
Anytime, man, let me ask you, man, talk about this opportunity, UTSA, man, the Roadrunners, man, a great town, San Antonio, growing in the city, growing in the university, man. Talk about just coming down here, man, and being embracing the community, man, and how they loving you guys so far, man, down there as you all build this thing out.
Yeah, man, I'm so excited, you know, as you guys know, I'm from Texas, so this was kind of an opportunity for me that was almost too good to be true. I mean, growing up here in this state, you know, I have a good understanding for the passion that these people have down here and the love they have for their teams, really in all cities. But then especially when you talk about San Antonio, man, you just touched on it. Like, this is a growing city, growing university, growing athletic department. There's so much momentum behind what they've been doing here the last couple of years. And I'm excited to just come down and put my own spin and touch on it, you know, with the men's basketball side of things. But honestly, man, it's just an exciting time to be here as a whole, as a student, as an athlete with these other teams. You know, for those of you that aren't super familiar with UTSA, I mean, football team is going to compete, for the group of five spot this year. I mean, and in the football playoff, I mean, chance to win the American. Baseball is really good. Our women's basketball team went to the WNIT last year. And so again, man, I'm excited to, you know, try to get men's basketball to that realm. You know, we got a lot of work to do, but I feel really good about the guys we brought in for year one, and what we've built it on. You know, everybody says that in the summer, right? That we got to get in the fall and get working. But it's going to be exciting. It's going to be a lot of fun. So just ready to get to it.
Now, AC, man, being at Nichols, going winning 90 games, man, in 5 years at Nichols, four winning seasons as well, going with Coach Oates in Alabama, being a winning coach. Talk about that when you talk to your young men about how you understand how it takes to win games, how to be a winner and winning ways, and what winning habits truly are to get the job done the right way.
Yeah, man, no doubt. Winning, I think people it just, if you haven't been around it so much, I think people underestimate how hard it is to win one game, let alone have a winning record, let alone win a championship. I mean, there's so much that goes in to one game, and it starts with one practice, one drill, one rep at a time. I know that sounds a little cliche, but, ultimately what you're trying to do is build winning habits, and I think it's important, and it's hard. I mean, it's hard not to be results driven all the time, as competitive as we all are, especially in this field. You've really got to learn to appreciate the process and build a foundation that's going to be sustainable. And that's certainly what we're trying to do here. That's what we're able to do in Nichols. You touched on Coach Oates at Alabama. That's clearly what he's done, over his last 5 years at Alabama. And again, I think when you talk about winning habits, it's just, it's things that aren't always about making shots or maybe the flashy things that are going to be on SportsCenter, but it certainly is in how you show up every day, your mentality, your gratitude, and just how you carry yourself on a day-to-day basis. Those are things that we've got to focus on and build first before we really dive into anything else if we want to build a good program.
No doubt. Have a young men who are coachable. So for you, AC, man, this new world of transfer portal, NIL, man, I call it speed dating now, man, trying to vet young men in a few weeks span. So how has that been for you, trying to vet young men and know they really want to be in that for the right reasons? And they're not just some money. They want to go play the game for the right reasons, be a part of a team, be a part of something special, and give themselves up for the team because everybody can't play. So we have to make sure we're doing it for the right reasons.
Yeah, sometimes, boss, man, that can be a hard thing to articulate. I think it's just one of those things you feel, kind of early on when you're talking to a young man and kind of gauging what he cares about, what he values, where he comes from, his family, what do they value? You're recruiting families as much as you are a basketball player. You're recruiting, guys that you want. I tell guys all the time, when you play for me, it's not a 1 year or 4 year deal. It's a lifetime deal. Right. And I want guys that value that the totality of the experience. My college basketball experience, what was the best of my life. I talked to my college coach, out there in Atlanta where you guys are at Emory University. Shout out Emory.
Emory. Yes.
And so, I talked to Coach Z a couple times a week, even, still today. And, ultimately that's the experience that, I try to give our guys, and we won a lot of games. When you have a program built on, real trust and real relationships, the basketball becomes so much easier, maybe it is, maybe it doesn't. I feel like it helps us in close games when, you've really got to have honest conversations in the heat of battle with guys. And I just think, to me, it's fun. To me, that's a fun part about what we do is seeing young men overcome adversity in a way that's, I know it seems like life or death, we're out there on the court, but it's really not, right? And ultimately, we know these guys are going to face more challenges, as they leave school and all that. So, for me, I just try to prepare them, as best as I can through basketball and ultimately, give them the tools that are going to help them be not just great professional basketball players, but hopefully, great husbands, great fathers, and, as they move forward in life. So, just in a roundabout way, you kind of get to that point, through early conversations with these guys after, a few weeks. And, NIL, like you mentioned, it's obviously growing and it's something that's going to be around. I don't want guys here that's the first thing they ask me about, just to be quite frank. Like, I want guys that, care about the other stuff first. Obviously, money is very important, to everyone in the world. But at the same time, I think, we've got a lot more to offer than that. And I certainly want guys that value those things, on top of the financial aspect.
No doubt, man. Talk about the American, man, how it's with the realignment, man, how it's much deeper now, a lot of quality teams in the American Conference, man. And talk about the competition you got in that league, man, how, it's going to be a fun ride this year, man, all the way down the Fort Worth State tournament, man, on the last day before the tournament selection show, man.
Hey, hold on. Call me in January. I'll tell you how much fun I'm having. All right. I'll let you know then. No, in all seriousness, I mean, great league, great teams, great players, great coaches, man. Like really just, I mean, incredible talent across the board. And it's a grind. I mean, every, you know, what's interesting about this league, you know, even you look at last year, I mean, it's kind of wide open every year. I mean, obviously there's, and that's not to say, you know, to me that's a positive thing. I mean, you've got teams that any given night can really beat anybody on any given night. And, you know, for what people, you know, maybe know or don't know about the American, I mean, shoot, we've got a lot of teams, got a good amount of teams in this league that have Final Four banners hanging up in their gym, right? I mean, this is a big time league with it's won at a high level in college basketball, and then it's turned around and produced, you know, a good amount of NBA players too. So, you know, this is a big time league, you know, and ultimately we're gonna have to come out and play really good ball to have a chance. You know, there's games that, you know, you can play good and lose in this league, and for a competitor, that's exciting, you know, because ultimately it means you're approaching something, you know, special, and that's our goal. Is, you know, listen, we're not super creative with our goals. We want to win the regular season, win the conference tournament, and then you know, make noise in the NCAA tournament, right? That's what we're trying to do. That's always the expectation. Way easier said than done. We're a long way from that right now. But again, that's how we feel. That's how we're going to approach it every day. But that ain't going to be easy with a lot of good teams standing our way. So we got to get to work.
No doubt. AC, man, for you, how's it been scheduling games at UTSA versus at Nichols, man? You got to be bought so many times like you were at Nichols. So how's the scheduling piece been for you so far at UTSA, man?
Yeah, you know, things are good. We had some, you know, a good amount of scheduling or a decent amount of scheduling was already done with games kind of returning, you know, from here and there. Yeah, you know, of course it's a little bit, you know, different than being in Nichols where, you know, you went and raised, you know, a lot of money, but, you know, similar. I mean, the schedule won't look exactly the same, but similar approach in terms of, you know, wanting to test yourself and prepare yourself, to be playing your best ball as you head into conference play. And now, you know, you've got to really look and understand that you're not just competing, to win the conference tournament. I mean, we're really hoping to get at large bids here at UTSA. Again, that's something that, you know, you got to do through scheduling and with your program as you build it. But yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, scheduling is an important part of a team success, and not in terms of who you're playing or when, not even wins or losses necessarily. Of course you want to win every time you go out there. But just preparing our team, man, like the American's a grind, and we need to challenge ourselves and understand the things that we need to improve on heading into conference play.
And this summer, AC, man, with 12 new guys on the roster, Jabari on the roster, was it more so team-oriented stuff or split maybe half of a team, half of a player development? Because we have that many guys trying to build a culture, man, and put stuff in. I think you may have an inch come up, put some team stuff in the summertime. So how did you kind of balance that with you and your staff, trying to make sure these guys weren't overloaded with too much stuff, but you're still working some team stuff as well as you build this thing. You got to do some workouts.
Yeah, you know, to be honest with you, this was probably the most, you know, when I was in Nichols, we really did all defense the whole summer. Now, granted, we only had our guys usually a month or a few weeks at Nichols. And then at Alabama, actually, you know, me going there was interesting seeing how much offense and player development they did in the summer. And so having these guys for 2 months was really important, you know, here this summer at UTSA. And we did kind of a mix. I mean, we really did lay the foundation for defense and we focused on that, but, we actually played a lot. I mean, we got up and down and, you know, kind of got to learn each other's games, you know, through competing every single day. But if I'm being transparent, I mean, I think the most important thing we could do this summer was, you know, try to build camaraderie and chemistry, and build, you know, culture is kind of a buzzword, you know, an identity for how we want to play and who we want to be, you know, as a program and as people, because that's going to be the foundation that, you know, you can put a lot of pretty furniture in a house, but if you don't have a good foundation, that it's going to fall through the floor. So, you know, at the end of the day, I mean, we got to build that stuff, first, and we've got to build toughness. We've got to build accountability. We've got to build ownership, you know, and, you know, in doing those things, I thought we really grew as a team the last couple of months. And now as we get into the fall, you know, we got to really hone in on certain improvements, player development for certain guys, and continue to make tweaks and add things to our team play. So yeah, I like where we're at. I'm excited to get these guys back. You know, we got done a couple of days ago, and I'm still thinking 100 miles an hour about what we're going to do when we get back. So, yeah.
You made a great point, AC, man, about the camaraderie piece. I feel like that really goes a long way. I feel like the two best teams I played on, we was had camaraderie, was player-led, we was holding each other accountable. We didn't have to get coached to effort, per se. It was us doing it with each other. And I think that so much time building those bonds, going out, going top golf and out eats, then different activities, it builds that. And when you're in a tough game in the second half, hey, I can trust this guy. I've been with him doing this, doing that, doing this. I've seen the way his character is. I can believe in him. I can believe in my guys because I trust that guy. I know who this guy's heart is, know his mindset is. I know he's about the right things. And that's also, like you said, very important. Building that bond now will help you down the road in January, February, March.
Yeah, there's no doubt. There's no doubt. I mean, and if you're trying to build that stuff later on, man, it becomes really hard. It becomes kind of forced. And you know, it's got to happen organically. You got to put these guys in tough situations early on and see, you know, I tell our guys all the time, if you're going to be one adjective, be unbreakable, you know, and ultimately just be a guy that no matter if good day or bad day, you're going to show up the next day. Right. And I think that's the biggest thing, man, in college basketball. It's a long season. You're not going to be your best every day. If you're in a gym where you're winning every single game in practice, you're probably in the wrong gym, you know, to ultimately get where you want to get to. So it's going to be competitive. It's not always going to be your day. But the biggest thing is showing up the next day, consistency, building those habits. That's something that I think is really, really important, certainly for our program.
Now, I got one more for AC, man. As you get this little break from your players, man, I know you might still racing. How are you going to decompress a little bit with the family, man, and enjoy San Antonio something with the family a little bit?
Yeah, you know, I will relax a little bit, man. We just got moved into a new house, so I'm shifting now from head coach back to assistant coach role. So my fiance's got me moving stuff around. So it's not a whole lot of decompressing yet. But then you know, next week, man, I will actually get out of town for a few days. I'm getting married here in about 7 months. So I got some wedding stuff I got to take care of, man. So it's full go right now, man. Since I've been down here, you know, I'll find a few days to relax and kick it and maybe jump in the pool for a little bit. But man, I'm just excited to be here, man. It's been a lot of fun. And you know how it is, man, when you're doing something you love, you don't really even feel like you're working. So, you know, it's one of those things, man. We'll find a couple of days to relax, but I'm excited to get these guys back and keep pushing.
Man, AC, you're my 50th interview of the day, man. I'm having a blast. 50th interview of the day already on a Friday, man.
Oh, man, you know you're my guy. It's Friday. I just got cut up this morning. So, I could stay here all day with you, man.
Hey, brother, thank you for your time, man. Congrats on the impending marriage, man. I wish you all the best, man. You're going to love marriage. It's a great thing, man. So enjoy that, man, and keep doing what you're doing, man. I look forward to seeing you at UAB or Memphis this year, man. So sure. I'll be cheering for you as always. Hopefully you go to that big dance of year one, my brother.
Hey man, forget UAB and Memphis. You can come down to San Antonio anytime, boss. Man, we got to get you down here for a game. So
consider it done, my brother. Let's do it.
I love it. I love it. I appreciate you, brother. Always. Thanks for having me on.
Anytime, buddy.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online where the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show. Twitter at Boss Man Show and Facebook Boss Man Show. It's the Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to the Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.